our show.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to our show.
Anointed, anointed, baby dub, baby dub.
Woo! I remember the day you.
We want to thank you for joining us this evening. I'm Lady Carolyn.
And I'm Elder Elect Clayton Evans.
And we're Love Walk Ministry, Love Walk International Ministries Incorporated. We have so much fun.
You have to excuse us today. The joy of the Lord is
our strength. Amen. Tonight we're going to be talking about learning how to operate in love by knowing your position in Christ. But before we get started, we definitely want to invite God in, and we're going to have a little prayer by Elder Elect Clayton.
Amen, amen. I love you too, Lady Carolyn. Spirit of the true and living God, we thank you, Father God, to once again be used in your service, Father God. We ask now, Father God, that your spirit abide with us, Father God, as we just search your scriptures, dear Heavenly Father, and speak on those things you would have us to this evening, dear Heavenly Father. Hoping that someone will be touched by our word, dear Heavenly Father, that will revolutionize and change their life. And we ask these things now in the name of your Son and our Savior, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, our Lord, our Savior, and our soon coming King. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much for that. Thank you so much. And we've had just an excellent day, and it's just been one of those days where you're just full.
Yeah.
So we're just really full
just
tonight.
Amen.
Amen. Well, we're going to come out of 1 Samuel 12 and 5, and the scripture says, "That settles it then," said Samuel. "God is witness. And his anointed is witness that you find nothing against me, no faults and no complaints."
Amen.
And that's the word of God.
For the people of God.
Amen, amen.
Thanks be unto God.
And again, our topic is learning how to operate in love by knowing your position in Christ. And we will be discussing how to understand that by operating in love, you come to understand that we can no longer continue to play roles in our lives, to know our position in Christ and live according to what he has called us to be.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And I was telling my husband a little earlier that this topic had come to me when I was talking to another woman of God earlier tonight, and we were talking about those positions and the difference between playing a role and knowing your position. And many times in relationships, what we end up doing is trying to fulfill a role instead of knowing what our position is. And especially in a marriage, I was sharing with my husband that many times, you know, the little girls grow up to dream that they're going to get married, and then the woman learns that she's going to get married, and she's all excited about the beautiful dress, the beautiful place, the wedding cake, and, you know, all the frills that go with the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
And then after the wedding is over.
And the honeymoon.
You know, you're in this life, and now you want to play the role of a wife, but you never did understand what that position really means, because anyone can play the role of a wife. You know, wives, you know, through divorces or people just walking away, you know, and finding somebody else to play that role. We have a lot of people that even say, "This is my husband," or "This is my wife," and they never, ever made a covenant with God.
Right.
You know, and that's playing the role. The position of being a wife for me is something that I had to learn, because I, too, enjoyed my wedding. I, too, was looking up at you with all googly eyes, and, you know, I do. But, you know,
scared to death.
Yeah, you know, coming home and getting that in that position, and like you say, after the honeymoon was over and real life began, then I started to understand that I had no idea what a wife really was, you know, and what my position as a wife entails. You know, there were times when I could see the selfishness, you know, and the arrogance and the fears and the insecurities and all the different things that went on inside of my mind and my heart when things didn't play out in the fairy tale created, you know. So it was a trying experience, you know, and I had to learn some things. And I would encourage any wife and every wife to pick up Stormy or Martin's book, The Power of Praying Wife. That book gave me a lot of information. That first chapter, you know, when she said, while you're trying to ask God to change him, ask God to change you.
And that's where real change begins, you know, when you, we have talked about, you know, that self-inventory and things of that nature. I thank God for my church, Body of Christ Church International, and our men's ministry, Man Up. We are learning about, you know, our position as men of God.
Mm-hmm.
And we're studying what's called the seven P's. And those kind of outline our position as godly men in our home and in society in general, you know. And the first is being the priest of the house, you know. And the priest is responsible for the spiritual growth of the family. He's a praying man. He's the man that makes sure that the spirit is being fed. You know, he's praying for his family. He's making sure that he's prophesying over his family. He's making sure that, you know, spiritual needs of the family are being met. As a priest, as a prophet of the family, he speaks over his family. He makes sure that his family is covered with the blood of Jesus Christ. And he makes sure that, you know, he's ever vigilant, you know, to those spiritual needs of the family. Then he's a provider. He makes sure that he has the means to take care of his family. He protects his family. He makes sure that, you know, medical needs are taken care of. He provides, you know, shelter for the family. All those things that, you know, we do in the natural, you know, the husband is responsible for. But he's a producer. He makes sure that things, the productivity is being maintained in the home. And to be an encouragement, you know, to be the motivation, to be the inspiration, you know, just to be. And it's a big responsibility to maintain these things as a spiritual head of the family. But it's something that has to be learned, you know, something that doesn't come natural to us. Just taking that name husband or father, you know, anybody can father a child, but it takes a man to be a daddy, you know, to be there for that child, to help nurture that child, to help that child learn and grow, you know. So position is very important. You know, we can play roles, you can put on a hat. You know, you change your role.
Amen.
But to position yourself means that you have it's a posture that you have to be in order to be able to fulfill these different facets of being a spiritual godly man in the home. And it takes a lot of praying, a lot of seeking God, a lot of searching God's word, because you cannot do it without him. He is the head.
Yes,
Jesus is the head, so we need to look to him to show us the way, you know, to be able to fulfill the position as being a godly man in the home.
Amen, amen. And the word says that God is witness. You know, God is looking at everything that we do, and he's seeing how we operate and the fact that we're not able to operate in love like we're supposed to because we're not in the position, you know. And once we find out, and you can just view how you act at your house, how you acting in your home, how you treating the people that, you know, our language has to change. We have to develop a godly language.
Right.
We got to get in a posture, like you said, to be loving, caring, and kind on a consistent basis. You know, we got to, as wives, we got to be okay with cooking. You know, we got to be okay with cleaning. We got to be okay with sewing.
Amen.
We got to be okay with caretaking. You know, we got to be okay with being a servant in our home and being a helpmeet to our husbands.
But it also comes with an anointing, you know.
Amen.
You have to be anointed to do these things also, especially to be graced to do these things. They don't come naturally. They really don't. You would think they would, you know, being that we are created as human beings. You know, we think some things will be inherited that we just automatically would know how to do.
Right.
But we don't. As a baby has to learn how to crawl before they walk.
Right.
You know, they have to learn how to talk. They have to learn. So even as adults, just because we desire these, the how-to doesn't come automatically.
Right.
You know, even watching our parents, if we were in a home that was full of love and care, we still had to be able to posture ourselves to receive those things, you know. Because if you can't receive it, you
can't
give it.
Right.
You know.
Amen.
And that's one thing I learned, especially when it came to loving you. If I didn't receive the love of God, I could never love you the way that you need to be loved.
Or receive love from me.
That's right.
Because as much as I was trying to love you into loving
you, wanted
me,
to give it.
That didn't work.
You wanted to give it.
I was
giving
it. Mm-hmm.
But I wasn't receiving
exactly.
it. I wouldn't posture myself to receive it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so therefore, you know, we have to allow ourselves to be able to receive those things. You know? I mean,
yes,
somebody try to give you a gift, if you don't take it, you know what I'm saying, then you won't receive it.
Or if you take it and you still don't know what to do with it, it's useless.
That's true.
It's useless. If you don't have a clue what you
do
with it, you don't do anything, that's right. You know, and a lot of times in relationships, we can end up doing that. You know, we have these people that care so much about us and what was the word last night? Lavishing us.
Lavish.
You know, lavishing us with all this love and all this compassion and all this help, you know, and empathy and anything that the person needs. We want to be right there to do that for them. And this person is like, I don't need that. You know, well, cool, I take it, whatever. You know, I had talked to someone else about this before. When somebody asks you about what it is that you want and you say it doesn't matter, if someone's trying to give you something and you say, do you want this? It doesn't matter. That is not a receiving spirit, because it does matter that the person is trying to offer you something that they feel like can help you. But if you feel like it doesn't matter, then that puts that person in a spot where they like, well, if it don't matter to you, why should I even give it?
Why should it matter to me?
Exactly, you know.
So, and you also put yourself in a posture not to receive.
And it also starts people, you know, we can pick up on those kind of spirits where if I'm trying to give you something and you're not receiving it and my feelings get hurt by it, then my thought is, I'm not going to give you anything else. And now we done changed a person who had a giving heart. We done changed something in them. You know, we have to be real careful about blocking people's blessings.
Yeah. Block the blessings.
Exactly. You know.
Because of having a it doesn't matter type attitude.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we have to look at these things in our relationship, because those are still roles that we play, because that's a prideful role.
Yes, it is.
That's a very prideful role. And as women, I look at my experiences just trying to get to where we are now, you know, just to be able to have communication or being able to be okay with just touching one another, you know. or be okay with if you leave the house, I ain't got to worry about where you're going or how long you're going to be back, you know, because I can remember watching my clock, you know, about to put a hole in my blinds, you know, he should be back by now, you know, and those different little insecurities and things that I had, the issues that were going on in my heart, kept me from getting in the position of being the kind of wife that could trust her husband and love her husband and honor her husband, because the role that I was playing was still like the stalker girlfriend, you know what I'm saying? You know, or the baby mama drama, you know. And we got to realize that when we get in this position, and God is saying the word of God is talking about that anointing that you was talking about. He said his anointed is witness that you find nothing against me, no faults, no complaints. Once I can get into my position, then I don't have to have all this wrong stuff going on in my life. I don't have to have all these faults that don't make no sense to nobody but me and the enemy. You know, me and the enemy sitting there having a meeting about you the whole time you gone. You don't even realize, but when you walk back in the house, me and the enemy got to tell you what we were talking about, you know. And it just keeps that dissension going on. But if I was in my position with Christ, and I know that I'm to honor and respect my husband, and I'm supposed to be okay with you as a man of God because you loving me like Christ loved the church, we both in position, now we don't have that strife. And it means a lot to understand that anybody can play the role of Erica Kane. Anybody. But Susan Lucci, that's her real name.
That's her real name.
You know? So, you know, I need to go, if I'm Mrs. Evans, I need to act like Mrs. Evans.
Amen.
You know? If I'm Mrs. Carolyn Evans, it make a whole big difference because now I know exactly who I am. Because do you know how many Mrs. Evans there are in the world?
Probably quite a few.
Okay. But I need to know my name, exactly what my name is, who I was called to be in the position of who I am.
Amen.
Amen.
Likewise.
Amen.
You know, but the ultimate position is on your knees.
Mm-hmm.
getting connected to, you know, our Heavenly Father, and to get that guidance as to knowing that you're in the right place, that you're positioned in that place of honor, that you're in that place of humility.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because it humility takes you so far. You know, having an humble spirit is to me priceless, because it keeps you in a place where you can grow and learn,
mm-hmm.
and be able to hear, you know, in order to be able to understand where it is that you need to be and where you need to go, what it is you need to do, you know, because you can listen to those, the things that you need to hear in order to be able to operate in a way that's going to be the betterment of the relationship and the family. But if you're so busy thinking that you know everything,
mm-hmm.
you got this haughty spirit, you know, I'm in control of this thing, you know, I'm dictating what needs to be done.
Well, I don't need
nobody needs, you know, say anything to me. What I say goes, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Then you're running a dictatorship, you know, you're trying to rule over your household, and you're not really allowing the rest of the family to be a part of what God has put together.
And
you
amen.
Know?
That's a good word, because, and, you know, if everybody is not in position, then that's chaos.
That's chaos.
Because if you're not in the position that you're supposed to be in, that throws my position off. That throws the children's position off. That don't nobody know what to do, because we falling up under the head. God, if God is not the head upon our lives, over all our lives, if he's definitely not the head over your life, then you can't be the head over our lives. Because I heard when how they put it, when the man without a vision, we can't follow that.
Yeah.
We cannot follow a man without a vision, because we'll start making up a vision for y'all.
Right.
You know, because as strong, especially strong-willed, strong-headed women that believe that they do know everything,
right.
and they do know best. You know, you have to be real, really careful of the educated woman,
right?
that believe that, you know, she can make more money than you, or she got a better position on her job than you, you got to make some sense. And you got to be making the kind of sense that God gave you.
Right.
Because when you start talking that don't nobody understand but you and whoever else you serving at that time, you know, the woman is going to try her best to fall into a role, because it's not her position, but she's going to try to fall into a role that says that she's the head of this.
Right.
You know, and that's how a whole lot of families get in chaos, because the position, there's no order. And where there's no order, there's chaos.
That's
two-headed monster. That's right. Anytime, anything with two heads is a monster.
But we have to know as men, you know, what our divine purpose is. I found out that once I started taking more of a spiritual lead in my house, that things began to get back in order.
Yes.
You know, when I pursued, even during this time where I was laid off, you know, things still were being able to be maintained. God was still taking care of us, you know, because even though I wasn't working, I still held and maintained my position, you know, spiritually in the home.
Mm-hmm.
And he took care of our needs.
Right.
You know, but he maintained that position for me out there to go back to work.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying?
Amen.
And I'm so grateful to God about that, you know, and I give God the praise, the honor, and the glory.
Amen.
But it's not about chasing the dollar,
mm-hmm.
you know. It's about maintaining your spiritual walk with God.
Mm-hmm. And when a man has a spiritual walk with God, we don't worry. We, as women, wives, we do not worry about that where the money going to come from. We don't worry about how the bills going to get paid. We don't worry about that because we know that God is the head, because it's never been about the check. If you ever noticed, the checks ain't never met our needs.
No.
Never.
The checks
ain't never been enough.
Nope.
You know, it's never about a lack of money. It's always about a lack of faith. If we don't have faith, then what the money going to do?
Nothing.
You know, and ever since you have been out of work, you know, God been meeting out of me.
Every need.
And some.
You
we
know,
have been truly,
above
truly
and beyond
blessed.
What we've been expecting.
Amen.
Everything. You know, lights ain't went out.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't been cut off. Everything, car note been paid. Matter of fact, one of the cars paid off.
Paid off, and
you know
we
what I'm saying? To God be the glory. You know, I done gained weight.
Me too.
You know.
Me too.
But,
we ain't got no Miss Mills colic, you know. and it's hasn't been greater than it was when you was working.
Right.
You know, it hasn't been. It's been like the same, you know, because we serve a God.
It's been better, really, because we've been able to spend more time with each other.
Amen.
You know, that we got a radio blog now that we do.
Amen.
You know, we communicate more. We're sharing the word of God, the love of God, the communion
Amen.
Of the Holy Spirit. We've been blessed out our socks.
Amen.
You know, and we're building on awesome ministry that God has given us.
Amen.
We have more opportunity to do ministry.
Mm-hmm.
So we've been blessed.
We're coming under the House of Bread International Ministry.
Amen.
With Apostle Delphine Thomas out of Jacksonville, Florida, who
Amen.
Is truly an anointed woman of
God.
And such a blessing
Thank
to
God
us, my spiritual
so
mother.
Amen.
I love her so much.
Amen.
And just having her in our life again, you know, especially in my life again, because she's always been a part of my life, a big, big, gigantic part, you know, and just being blessed, you know, by her and helping us to walk through this, you know, I mean, at such a time as this, when she came along, it's just wow. And doors have been opening, you know, and doors have been closing, you know, and we haven't been upset about the doors that closed, you know. And I've been looking at, okay, well, I'm just waiting to see what else God is going to do, you know, because I know my position in Christ, and my position is to be obedient and to be a servant.
Amen.
That's it.
Amen.
That's who I am.
A humble servant of the Lord.
That's
Hallelujah.
It. That's all. You
and,
know,
and,
that's
and
who
that's
I am.
That's a blessing within itself.
Amen.
You know? But we have positioned ourselves to be blessed.
Amen.
You know, and I just thank God, you know, for the people that he put in our lives. I thank God for, you know, allowing us to grow in him, to be used by him, and just to, you know, to know that we're postured ourselves in a place where, you know, we just want to allow God to just use us, you know. And to me, there's no better place to be than to be in his service. Mm-hmm. Because once you're in his service, you continue to stay in his presence.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no better place to be than in the presence of the Lord.
Amen.
So
Amen. We
give God all the praise, the honor, and the
glory.
Amen. For the risen Savior, the King, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So,
Amen.
You know.
And I do want to rectify his House of Bread, Deliverance, and Restoration.
Amen. Amen. Give a shout out.
Thank you.
Give a shout out to the
Apostle.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank God.
But it's, it's definitely an honor and a privilege to know that your position in Christ is being fulfilled the way that it's supposed to be. You know, like you said, the only way to know what your position is to ask. Ask God. And when he's showing you, don't bust against it. Exactly. Don't bust against it, because God gives us good orderly directions. And I was sharing with a lady today, you know, whenever we decide that we're not going to go the way that God wants us to go, you don't have to. But I'm going to tell you, you're going to go. You can go now.
Or you
can go later, but you're going to go. But when you don't go now, what happens is there's some suffering in that going later.
Yeah.
There's a hard time in that. There's a hard road to toe, you know, because instead of going them 2,500 miles out the way, you can go straight and be there, you know, because by the time it come around, when you go later, what happens is you still got to go them 2,500 miles to where you should have been, and then go where you're supposed to go. You know, so.
And the children of Israel is the prime example.
Prime example.
Of how that works.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't know, now you know.
You know.
You know.
Word.
When
mm-hmm.
you say go, he says that you go.
Amen, amen. And I really enjoyed talking with you again tonight.
Amen.
I'm going to be missing him. He's going to be going back to work, so I don't think that he's going to be able to be up too late with us too many nights. I know that there are going to be nights when he's going to be able to be right here with me.
Amen.
Yes,
amen.
Yes.
At least 2 days out the week.
Amen, praise amen,
God.
Amen. We'll take it.
Amen.
But at this time, your prayer, amen.
Yes. Father God, we give you praise, honor, and glory. We thank you for this glorious 30 minutes that you have just allowed us to expound on your glory, Father God, your goodness, your kindness, and your mercy. But most of all, your unmerited favor, your grace. And we thank you, Father God, and hope that someone has heard something, dear Heavenly Father, that will help them to draw closer to you. Give you the praise, the honor, and the glory. And we ask these things in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. And we just like to say that no matter what the situation is, no matter what the circumstance, no matter what you're feeling, no matter what you're going through,
the lesson is always love.
Amen.